Buddy, Chuck Jines with the Chuck Jines podcast. It is August 3rd or the 4th or something like that, 2023. I'm trying to keep cool. I'm going to try to keep it together through this. This is a very emotional topic for sure. Look, man, I am about fed up. I can't take it anymore with the mischaracterization and the lies. It's just insane. I'm tired of Dan Proft. I'm tired of Mark Levin. We're going to take a listen to Kevin McCarthy here, and we're going to break this down. This has got to stop. This is ridiculous. It's insane. I can't believe this is happening. We're going to listen to Kevin McCarthy here, and then we're going to play Al Gore's concession speech and give an example, because I think we need a reminder. I think we really need a reminder. I want you to take this Al Gore, go find it on YouTube, show it everywhere, of what a real man does when he honorably concedes. And this is what made America great again. So we're gonna first listen to McCarthy here. And this is the typical stuff that has got to stop. It has got to stop.
Yeah. And I can say the same thing that Hillary Clinton says about her election that she lost. I can say the same thing about the DNC who said it about the 2016 race. I can say the same thing about those in the Democratic Party from the leadership on down about George Bush not winning that Al Gore did. But
I can't believe you brought that up as an example, as a comparison of what is happening here with Trump.
Were any of them prosecuted?
Do they commit any crimes? Oh, I can't believe this, man. If you're drinking this Kool-Aid, man, I don't know, man. We are way farther gone than I ever imagined.
Any of them put in jail? Were any of them held with no response to be able to get out? The answer is no.
Well, yeah. Did Al Gore thumbs his nose up at the courts and try to get a fake slate of electors down in Florida? No. Big difference, dude.
Yeah, you can raise that someone raised the question. And you know, in America, you're entitled to raise
a question. Ah, you're going to raise a question. He wasn't raising a question. What a gross mischaracterization. I cannot believe adult people with college educations. I'm a fucking ditch digger, man, and I can figure this shit out, man.
Question. You're entitled to question whether it was honest or not.
Yeah.
That's the uniqueness of the First Amendment. That's the uniqueness of America.
Yeah.
But you know what? You shouldn't be prosecuted for your thoughts.
He's not being prosecuted for his thoughts. What the fuck are you talking about, man? What the fuck are you talking about being prosecuted for his thoughts? I can't wait till this gets to trial. Because that's when it all fucking ends, man.
And the difference here is, when Hillary Clinton said it, nothing happened to her. When they said it in Georgia's election, nothing happened to them either. You know what? When the DNC said it, nothing happened to them either. So stop using government to go after people who politically disagree with you. That is wrong, and that should stop now.
And you know what, McCarthy? What you just said is incredibly, horrifically wrong. I will debate you right now, dude. I am a ditch-digging motherfucker. I don't have no university degree. I will debate you right now, dude. And I will cyber-slap you, and I will embarrass you in front of the American people. Right here from my little shack out here in the desert. To compare all of these other times when people have questioned elections with what Donald Trump did? Are you out of your fucking gourd, man? I cannot believe these people. Let's listen now. A highly contested, you guys remember the Chads down in Florida? An incredibly divisive election. But the big difference here is once the courts decided it, and even though Al Gore did not agree with what the court's decision, he honored their decision, and he passed the peace, and this is the difference. Trump didn't do that. How dare you, Kevin McCarthy and Dan Proft and Mark Levin, get on there and lie every single fucking day to the American people. Most of the American people are too busy working, trying to make ends meet to be able to figure out what in the fuck is going on. And you people don't help anything with this shit, and I am sick of it. This is our country, man. You're a bunch of fucking moral degenerates. Let me not pull any. This is a blue-collar podcast here, you motherfucker. Here's Al Gore. I don't even like him.
Good evening. Just moments ago, I spoke with George W. Bush and congratulated him on becoming the 43rd president of the United States.
That's right, well, he should have.
And I promised him that I wouldn't call him back this time. I offered to meet with him as...
We've all lost. It sucks losing, man. It really, really sucks. And especially when things are as tense and heated as that. It really, really sucks. But you got to buck up, man.
As soon as possible, so that we can start to heal the divisions of the campaign and the contest through which we've just passed.
It was hot, man.
Almost a century and a half ago, Senator Stephen Douglas told Abraham Lincoln, who had just defeated him for the presidency, "Partisan feeling must yield to patriotism." I'm with you, Mr.
They must yield! When Mike Pence got on the other day and he said he had a choice of his own soul and his God, whether to place a human being above the Constitution. And he had a choice to make that day. It's the same choice we all are making right now today. It's a choice between a man, an individual, and the Constitution and our republic. That is the choice we have today. All of us. And Mike Pence made the right choice.
President, and God bless you. Well, in that same spirit, I say to President-elect Bush that what remains of partisan rancor must now be put aside.
That's right.
And may God bless his stewardship of this country. Neither he nor I anticipated this long and difficult road. Certainly neither of us wanted it to happen.
No. And Al Gore had a right to question and to challenge the election, just like Donald Trump did. And they both did, but the major fucking difference, the reason why you're comparing apples to oranges is that everybody, since 1860, from the Civil War, all the way up to Donald Trump, had always peacefully conceded and passed the power. Not only did Trump not do that, they fabricated all this shit on top of it. It is incredible.
Yet it came, and now it has ended, resolved as it must be resolved through the honored institutions of our democracy. Over the library of one of our great law schools is inscribed the motto, "Not under man, but under God and law." That's the ruling principle of American freedom, the source of our democratic liberties. I've tried to make it my guide throughout this contest, as it has guided America's deliberations of all the complex issues of the past 5 weeks. Now the U.S. Supreme Court has spoken.
And the Supreme Court was 5-4 Republican.
Let there be no doubt. While I strongly disagree with the court's decision, I accept it.
Whoa. Sorry, McCarthy. Big difference. Big difference. And you guys had like, we're talking 60 different courtrooms. We're talking the Supreme Court of the United States told you no. Numerous state Supreme Courts, not just one fucking court, dude. Like 60, like 70 different courtrooms told you no. And unlike Al, and you might not agree with the decision, just like Al Gore didn't agree with the decision. But he was man enough. He wasn't a spoiled little fucking brat that was born with a golden spoon, always gets shit his way. You're not a moral man, Mr. Trump. And anybody that follows this guy, you're not a moral person either. It's not that we just disagree politically. You're a moral fucking degenerate, man.
The finality of this outcome, which will be ratified next Monday in the Electoral College.
Sorry about all the fucking F-bombs, but this is a blue-collar place here.
And tonight, for the sake of our unity as a people and the strength of our democracy, I offer my concession. I also accept my responsibility, which I will discharge unconditionally, to honor the new president-elect and do everything possible to help him bring Americans together in fulfillment of the great vision that our...
Oh, my God, what a contrast 22 years later. Like night and day. What happened to us, man? What in the fuck happened to us over the last 20 years? Holy shit, man.
Declaration of Independence defines and that our Constitution affirms and defends. Let me say how grateful I am to all those who supported me and supported the cause for which we have fought. Tipper and I feel a deep gratitude to Joe and Hadassah Lieberman, who brought passion and high purpose to our partnership and opened new doors, not just for our campaign, but for our country. This has been an extraordinary election.
Dan Bongino, man, I almost like to meet you in a fucking dark alley, bro.
But in one of God's unforeseen paths, this belatedly broken impasse can point us...
You lying pieces of shit. This is not a joke. This is really serious stuff here, man. McCarthy, you are a dirtbag. I cannot believe it. Dan Proft, you're a moral degenerate, dude. Talking about Bill Barr's blind spot? Are you fucking kidding me, dude? This is ridiculous. These people were involved with all sorts of illegal activity. And it's going to, you're about, go listen to my podcast over on Chuck Gines. You're about to get slammed because you don't even know what is in here. Let me put it this way to you. Just like I did in the podcast, Dan Proft, are you thinking? So here's the scenario. Let's just paint this little scenario here for just one second. And we'll talk about, did Trump really know? And oh, how hard that is to prove. Really? Is it? Let's speculate here a little, and more than likely, this is what's going to happen. Mark Meadows is going to get on the stand. And I'm going to place my bottom dollar that Mark Meadows confirms Cassidy Hutchinson's testimony from the January 6th Commission, which you encouraged everybody not to fucking watch so they're ignorant and believe your bullshit. And just put this in your mind for a second, that Mark Meadows takes the stand, raises his right hand, and detailingly describes 6 to 8 to maybe even a dozen instances where President Donald Trump admitted that he knew he had lost the election. Now, let's say we bring in General Milley, because he's already testified that Donald Trump told him that already, too. And then we call in the aide who came into the Oval Office, and she already testified. She just wanted to check in on the Don and see how he was doing. He was watching TV. She said, how are you doing, Mr. President? Can you believe I lost to this fucking guy? Now what happens when, and there's more people than that. So what happens when, let's just say six people, including Mark Meadows, gets on the stand under oath, raises their right hand, right, whatever this mojo stick is, as Carlin would say, and they all testify in detail, in specific, that Trump knew that this election was that he had lost it. This is what's about to happen, okay? Now, they will be able to be cross-examined, but who are you going to call, Don? Who are you going to call? It's between your word and Mark Meadows. Some of these, like General Milley, there was other people in the room. It's more than one person from the Joint Chiefs of Staff that are going to testify against you. They're all going to get on here and say that you knew that the election was not stolen. What are you going to do? It's not Sean Hannity. You're not getting interviewed by Sean Hannity now. You're in a court of law, buddy. And a bunch of people just got up and said, you knew that the election was fucking stolen. We don't even need that. But we'll just stick with this one just to kind of take the blinders off of what's about to hit you. Who do you call to testify on your behalf? You're going to put Don on the stand? You're going to put Donald Trump on the stand? He lied yesterday when he said that he's way ahead in the polls over Biden. They're 50-50, man. It's split. I mean, the guy cannot tell the truth. This is not how he rolls. You put him, who are you going to call? How are you going to defend yourself in a court of law on that topic? What are you going to do? And the vice president is itching to get you, buddy. You're in big trouble. The former vice president, Dan Proft, what are you going to do when Pence gets on the stand and testifies big time? What are you going to do? Who you gonna call, bud? A lot of this stuff was phone calls between. Oh, Eastman was in the room a couple times. We didn't call Eastman. You're going to put John Eastman on the stand? Seriously. How are you going to defend yourself? Where's your defense? That's what I want to know. The accusations are really serious. Where's your defense, bro? Where's your witnesses? This shit that McCarthy's spewing? Being prosecuted for an idea? Are you fucking kidding me? You think I'm going to buy that? Being persecuted for speech? Look, man, I can strongly, let's say that he really believed the election was stolen, which we got even more serious problems if that's the case, but let's say that he really believed that the election was stolen. Let's say that I really believe that my neighbor stole my gas can. Can I just march over there and break into his fucking garage and commit crimes and say, well, I believe he stole my gas can? No, there's a process, a legal process of how I try to get my gas can back. If he did indeed take it. It doesn't, just because I believe something doesn't mean give me the right to go and break the law. This is ridiculous. Free speech? Are you fucking kidding me? They're not even going to bring that in the courtroom, man. That's what they're going to play out here. Every conspiracy has speech. You got to talk, right? If you get together to plan fucking robbing a bank, that's not protected free speech. I can't believe you people. This isn't just an idea. Advice of counsel. Oh, this is the next one, right? No, you're doctor shopping, dude. You're deductive, not inductive. That ain't going to fly in the courtroom, dude. You're not taking the advice of counsel. You're looking for counsel to tell you what you want to hear. You're telling all of your campaign counsel, hit the road. You're telling all of your formal counsel as a part of the government, hit the road. You're searching around, just like Rush Limbaugh, for doctors for drugs. You're looking at advice of counsel. Like I said, that'll play on Twitter for the next couple months. But you're going to get, and McCarthy and Proft and all you guys know this. You got to know this, dude. You're all college educated, man. While I was pounding nails on roofs and digging ditches and pouring fucking concrete, weren't you white collar motherfuckers getting your degrees in your office jobs? Shouldn't you know? You know. Come on, Dan. You're not that fucking stupid. Quit playing stupid. McCarthy, what is it? Let's play with this son of a bitch set again. What a piece of shit. Excuse my language.
Yeah. And I could say the same thing that Hillary Clinton says about her election that she lost.
Right, but she didn't commit any crime. She didn't come up with fake electors. She didn't lie to the American people. You know, a lot of these fake electors are going to come and testify because you lied to them. You lied to the electors. You lied to them. That's called fraud, you asshole. You can't call these people and say, hey, we're going to do with this sign here, and they go do something different with it. Oh, no, we promise, right? Chairman of the RNC in Nevada is coming to testify about this shit, bud. Those weren't legal fucking goddamn slates of ballots. They weren't certified by anybody. They weren't even delivered on time. They're uncertified on the wrong letterhead. The people in Michigan are going to go to jail because they signed it that was legal. That's called fraud. It's not complicated. You can't do that. And that's not an idea. And that's not just expressing an opinion. And that ain't what Hillary Clinton did.
I can say the same thing about the DNC who said it about the 2016 race. I can say the same thing about those in the Democratic Party from the leadership on down about George Bush not winning, that Al Gore did.
I can't believe he said that. As if, is anybody seeing me here? Is that not apples and oranges? Or is it just me? Is that not apples and oranges? We just played Al Gore's concession speech after he had exhausted all of his legal remedies. And he conceded. And he said, I don't agree. I think the Supreme Court is wrong. But in our fine America tradition, I want to make America great again. And therefore, as George Washington did, I turn over the sword of power. Tell me, is it apples and oranges or is it not? Who agrees, who doesn't agree? Is McCarthy pulling a fucking intellectual swindle here when he's comparing the election of 2020 with Al Gore and Bush and what Trump is doing? This is negligence, man.
But were any of them prosecuted?
They didn't commit any crimes, asshole.
Were any of them put in jail?
He ain't been put in jail yet, asshole.
Were them held with no response to be able to get out? The answer?
He can respond all he wants, asshole.
No. So yeah, you can raise that someone raised a question. And you know, in America, you're entitled to raise a question.
Page 2 of the indictment that you didn't fucking read. The defendant had a right, like every American, to speak publicly about the election and even to claim falsely that there had been outcome determinative fraud during the election and that he had won. You can do that. There's no problem. You can even lie. To a certain extent, anyway. There's nothing to go on there. He was also entitled, to, just like Al Gore, to formally challenge the results of the election through the lawful and appropriate means, such as by seeking recounts and audits of the popular vote in states or filing lawsuits challenging ballots and procedures. There, you're right. You got a right to do all that stuff. Oh, indeed. In many cases, Trump did pursue these methods of contesting the election, as did Al Gore. His efforts to change the outcome in any state through recounts, audits, or legal challenges were uniformly unsuccessful. At least Al was able to get recounts and shit like that. He wasn't even, they did recounts. They didn't have to, but he exhausted all of that stuff, and then he didn't pull over. And while they were doing, a lot of these court challenges that they filed, like in New Mexico where I live, wasn't to seek any redress. They filed a case like 6 minutes before the deal. It was so they could do these fake electors because they wanted to tell them, because if there wasn't any legal challenge, then there's no reason to have any other electors, right? So just to have a legal challenge in the state, I mean, the fraud in this stuff is everywhere. And the thing is it's all Republicans that are going to testify. I do think that things are really, really changing. Some big polls, some new polls. Like I said, let's see where we're at next month with this. It was like, I believe it was 65% of Americans think that this is really serious, more so than the other ones. I'm telling you, he is not going to be the nominee. It's not going to happen. He is toxic. And this is really serious, and they can only play the game so long.
You're entitled to question whether it was honest or not. Yeah. That's the uniqueness of the First Amendment.
No
That's
problem.
The uniqueness of America. But you know what? You shouldn't be prosecuted for your thoughts.
Prosecuted for your thoughts. Is there anybody here that thinks that Donald Trump is being prosecuted as a thought criminal? It's unfortunate the truth is buried so deep. Isn't it small world? I mean, who's got the time to try to figure out what the fuck's going on, man? When you got these dirtbag degenerates like Dan Proft and Kevin McCarthy and Mark Levin and all, John Hannity pissing down people's backs and telling them it's raining. That's why. Please have people read this indictment. Have people go look. It's on YouTube. The complete concession speech just to refresh people's minds of how this is supposed to work. And no longer can we let these people get away with this sleight of hand, with this mixing apples and oranges and just is there anybody here that actually thinks Trump is being charged? Coy Griffin as lunatic as you fucking are, would you go that far, that Donald Trump is being persecuted for thought crimes?
The difference here is, when Hillary Clinton said it, nothing happened to her. When they said it in Georgia's election, nothing happened to them either. You know what? When the DNC said it, nothing happened to them either. So stop using...
Any of these people pressure the vice president to lie? To do illegal actions? I mean, it's almost ludicrously insane. I moved out in the desert for a reason. I ought to just shut this all down because you motherfuckers are just too crazy for me to have to fucking deal with, man. Woof! I just ought to fucking breed dogs and... No, I can't, man. I love my country. I wish I could, man. I gotta fight. Sorry for my language. That probably turns a lot of people off. I'm rough around the edges, man. But I'm damn right on this. And I would beat Kevin McCarthy right now in a debate, no doubt about it. But we got to get this out there. Like I said, things are going to start to change. Even Trump's demeanor was pretty slouchy yesterday. If he was a smart man, which I ain't saying he is, he should be plea bargaining. The reason I'm so mad is because this case is so serious and so, like, really powerful. When these educated people are saying that there's nothing there, it just makes my skin crawl. They are counting on you to have not read it. Because that is... And they read it. That's ridiculous, man. Any Trumpers on here? I'm going to get off here in a little bit unless you guys got something to say. I wasn't even going to do one today, but I heard that and I was just like, oh, no. Uh-uh. Nope, I can't let that one slide. It's a wonderful Friday. Come on, man. We got to be patriots out there. Seriously, people, you know that shit ain't right. Quit lying to yourself. Friedrich Nietzsche said, the greatest lies we tell are the ones that we tell ourselves. The others are pure coincidence. Yeah. You know. Coy, you know. That's why you won't come on here, dude. You don't want to talk to anybody when you got a bunch of lies. I'll come on yours. I'll come on your Twitter. I'll come on your YouTube anytime. I'll meet you down in Las Cruces. We can have a public... Why am I so secure, and why do you hide? Because you know. I really think so. I really think these people know. I think Kevin McCarthy knows. They know. They got to know. They have to know. This is so obvious. This is so fucking obvious that they have to know. They have to be lying. I mean, certainly Kevin McCarthy knows the difference between the 2020 election and what happened here. To suggest that he's just thinking things. What people will do for money. What they will do for money, power, and attention. It's disgusting. But on the bright side, it's all coming down. And none of this shit's going to play out in the courtroom. It's that's not going to play out there. I get a little fired up sometimes. Got a little Ted Nugent in me, huh? Got some of that Detroit City Madman in me. Woo! Wow, man. You should be outraged too at this shit, that these people are lying to everybody. You know, there's everybody's out there. You know, I work at home and have built my life a lot differently than most people. So I don't need to make like tons of my house is paid. Pretty much everything I have is paid for. Don't have debt, which allows me to live a little bit differently. I still got to make money. Everybody has to work and make money. So that gives me the time to do this kind of stuff because I'm really passionate about it. But all of the waitresses and truck drivers and all of the people working out there, right? All you have time, you're driving home, listen to a little bit of news because then you got to take care of your kids, right? You don't have time to sit down for 6 hours and try to untangle some insane gobbledygook mess, right? Then that's why it's important that Sean Hannity tell you the goddamn truth, man. That's why the media has to be a pillar. Because we're busy. And if we don't get good information, if we have the damn props of the world pissing down everybody's back and telling them it's fucking raining, it's over, man. Millions of people following the Cowboys and the Hannitys and 200 watching you, it is a lost cause? No, absolutely not. I'm not the only one, man. No. You know, I don't have to be big, dude. That's what I'm saying. You know what? Let's check this out. Ayn Rand in, is it The New Intellectual? One of those books. No. Philosophy, Who Needs It, I think it is. Very interesting thing. It's called What Can One Man Do? Right? And a lot of us feel like we don't have any power. There's nothing we can do because we're just one person, right? Cowboys for Trump has got 20,000 YouTube subscribers. Hannity's got millions and millions, right? So, it's not even worth it. What can one man do? And she gives a good example of a doctor. If a doctor approached that, right, and says, oh, my God, look at all the fucking cancer. Why even try, right? It's not how a doctor does it. He knows he might not cure cancer, but he's going to take care of those patients that he can take care of, and he's going to do what he can do. And we all need to have that spirit of what can one man do? Because a lot of those millions of people that Hannity's talking to, they don't believe it either, man. It's just a little bit more nudging and they'll be over. It was like, I think it was 65% of the, in a recent poll that just came out, that said, oh, it was 45% of Republicans in this last poll said that if he is convicted for this, they will not vote for him. And you can bet it's probably higher than that. And general poll, 65% of Americans say this is really, really serious, which was good to see. 65% of Americans at least know that this is serious and obviously are not listening to Dan Proft with much loyalty. So, yeah, one man. But, you know, a couple hundred people come. And then those people say, hey, man, right? They're gonna take what I say, wow, man, yeah, that's right. They're going to say it in their own way to somebody else, right? And you tell two friends and you tell two friends. So don't think that grassroots stuff does not. I've learned that a long time ago, man. You can change the world by just changing one person's life. You get stopped by a train, changes your whole life, man. So, yeah, I'm only one man. I'm not real popular. It doesn't matter. I'm doing what I can do. And that's if we all have that attitude. Okay, I'm going to do what I can do. You know what I'm going to do today on Facebook? Everybody that's listening to me. Listen, you got to stop worrying about pissing people off, man. You got to stop. You got to stop worrying about pissing off Aunt Martha. Or you ain't worthy of this country. I mean that with my soul. I'll break out some Thomas Paine. Here's what you can do. That Al Gore video being played right now is really powerful because it's like, whoa, right? Even if people don't know what the fuck went on, it's like, wow, that's really different, right? Everybody in the sound of my voice that watches this video who has a Facebook account, take the video and put it on your YouTube account for your family and your friends to say and say, wow, you know, you don't have to be argumentative. Just say, wow, this is really beautiful when the transfer of power goes like that, you know, or something like that, right? Don't leave that video sitting on YouTube. Put it on your Facebook. Put it on your Twitter. You can do that. You don't have to get on a battle line with arms. It's little things like that that make a difference. It changes the matrix. You're making waves in cyberspace when you do that. If you don't do it, there's no waves. There's no chance that anybody's going to ever change their mind. You're not going to reach anybody if you don't post that video of Al Gore's confession speech. It's on YouTube. And it's a very, if you ain't willing to do that, fuck you, man. You're not a patriotic American. Is that all you can fucking do is watch football games and chant, USA! 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 Give some lip service to fucking family values and the rule of law. Are you fucking kidding me? So battles can be fought and battles can be won by just posting some YouTube videos. Please, please do that today. Put it on your Twitter. Quit worrying about, oh man, I don't want to be disruptive of my family. You ain't going to have a fucking family, dude. You think I'm joking about that? What about your children and your grandchildren? Huh? What did the king say to Gillian? You are in control of your own soul. And when you stand, if we do stand before anybody, you will not be able to say, well, thus and thus, well, Dan Prof told me this and that. Or being virtuous, wasn't convenient at the time. I didn't want to disrupt my family. That will not suffice. Kingdom of Heaven's a great philosophical movie. It really is. That will not suffice. And that advice that he gives him later comes, but he respects it, right? Remember Guy was going to get the army because he was married to Sibella, the king's sister? And they don't want Guy to get the keys because he's like Joe Biden, right? Or the commies or whatever. They don't want him to get the keys to the kingdom. So they plan a little fake elector scheme, right? Art is a reflection of reality. I am transposing the kingdom of heaven of what's going on right now, right? They don't want Joe Biden and Guy to get the keys to the city, right? So they got a plan for some sneaky fucking electors, right? We'll just do a little evil so that we can do a little good. Isn't that what they tell themselves? And Isabella, who loves Gillian, comes up and because he says no, right? So the king says to him, he's got the epilepsy, and he says, oh, tell me. He says, would you be, because he doesn't want the power, see? This is what made him virtuous. He wasn't after the power and the glory, right? He wasn't after it. And that's why Pence has got my respect, right? But the king says to him, man, hey, we got this little plan, man. If we were to knock off Guy, would you marry Isabella and take control of the army? And he brings back that, I am in control of my own soul. I cannot say that so-and-so told me to do thus and thus, or that virtue wasn't convenient at the time. And the king says, ah, yes. And he accepted his answer. Beautiful movie, but we're living it. It's not just a movie. And you got to decide, who are you in this cast of characters? Are you somebody of virtue? Because Isabella says, wait a minute, won't you do a little evil to do some good? And he says, it is either a kingdom of conscience or nothing. Wow. We all stand in his shoes right now, having to make that decision. Especially the people that are thinking about voting for Trump. You're having to make that decision. You have to make the same decision that Mike Pence made that day on whether he was going to elevate a man above the Constitution or he was going to honor his oath before his countrymen and his God. That he would not do that. And that's why it crushes me to hear you, Coy, say that Mike Pence is the worst of the worst. And I stand in awe at how somebody could look at reality and literally turn it inside out like that. It is a spiritual sickness I just cannot comprehend. So share that video with people. Argue in this way. It's about virtue. It's about morality. It's about our country. It's about whether the Constitution and the rule of law, so that we can all try and work towards having the best lives in this short little miserable existence on this little blue ball. The peasants 200,000 years of human existence in the caves, in the slaves, in the muck, in the blood, in the death. Crawling, crawling, crawling. Almost get there. The Greeks, oh, man, rises up again. Rome. And it crumbles again. From those ashes again, those Aristotelian beautiful ideas are once again picked up by a few people. They're dying little embers. There's dying little embers on the ground. And they come and they go. Look where we went. All the way to the moon. Uplifted so many people out of poverty. A place where somebody can come at one time and work and try to have a good life and be able to go as far as their talents would take them. More so than any other country, despite all of our faults and our shortcomings and our hypocrisy. The greatest republic that has ever existed on earth was, I sold some firewood a long time ago to some very rich people. And they robbed me and they canceled the check. So I went to court and I was all dirty like I always am. And Mike Page, he was like, wow, that was really cool, dude. So these people come in and they're fine. You know, Jesus tells the same story, right, about the lady with the coin and the people with the fine apparel, right? And they come in with their fine apparel and they look over at me and they think it's a slam dunk. Look at that motherfucker, right? Certainly, they will favor us over him. So we got up. They got up. There's some photographs. I said, oh, can I use those too? And then I had the check. And I said, yeah, that's a cord of wood. And here's the check that they paid me. And I said, do you have the wood? And they said, no, we burned it. I said, oh, so you think that you can order a pizza, eat the pizza, and then not pay for the pizza? Must have been a sight to see this dirty-ass, raggedy-ass motherfucker and these clean, sparkly people. But I had relief of my grievance. And you don't get that in a lot of places. It's hard. And it doesn't always work like that. But when it does, that's why. Because it doesn't matter if those people are rich and this guy is dirty and a peasant. It was about what was right. The man cut that wood. There was nothing wrong with that wood. And you burned the wood. How fucking audacious of you. That's what makes our country great. It doesn't always work. It's a human enterprise. This is really important. All of us right now are living history that hundreds of years ago people are going to look at. I swear to you, we are at one of those points in time in history. Just like Steve Bannon said when he called all those people to storm the Capitol. This is your moment, like Washington at Trenton. I'll tell you the same thing, but as a real patriot, not like a scumbag like Steve Bannon. This is your time in history, just like Steve Bannon said. But not to do illegal shit and storm the Capitol, but to participate and to be a citizen and to post those videos on your Facebook wall and to challenge people and to learn how to argue and to educate yourself and to take in the information so that you can make good decisions. That's what it means to be a good American. I've gone on long enough here. This means a lot to me, and it should mean a lot to you, man. It really should. And I can't take it anymore, Dan. I will not listen anymore. I can't listen to those lies every morning. I can't listen to it anymore, man. All I'm going to do is keep on telling the truth. I'm going to try to be objective. I'm going to try to share with people so that we can all be empowered. But this is extremely historic. And will you be on the right side of history? Or will you be the man who held Stalin's coat?